I went to Cape Town because Jesus Collective has a brand new album. It's called Flow, and it was their launch. It was amazing. But what's nice about going there is that beforehand, they feed you. And when they feed you, you start caring with everyone who's standing around there and getting to know some people. So there I was, and I met Quinton Manuals. Hello, Quinton. How are you doing?
Hello, Janine, and what an honor and privilege it was for me to meet you as well whilst eating.
Yeah. And while you're speaking, you're wondering, is there food in my teeth? You know? it's just the thoughts of
most
nobody
definitely.
Knows.
Most definitely.
Listen,
and
Quinton,
I don't have the most beautiful teeth, so I don't know.
I didn't look at your teeth.
Be hiding somewhere.
I didn't look at your teeth, and yeah, that's okay. Listen, Quinton, we've got to introduce you more now, because I'm in Gauteng, which is very far away from the Cape, and there's a whole life and living and culture and people around there that I think we're missing out on. So we have like this is a steekproof, and we're speaking to you now. Quinton, tell us who you are, the guy without the bio, you know, the normal guy at home. Who's Quinton Manuals there?
Yeah, the normal guy without the bio is currently sitting in the cold of Cape Town. Oh, Cape Town is very, very cold, and it's wet. It's wet. Unlike in Gauteng and the other provinces, we are experiencing probably one of the coldest and wettest winters for the longest period of time. But Quinton is just your normal guy that grew up in Kraaifontein. It's the northern suburbs of Cape Town. And I grew up in church. My dad was a pastor as well. And many people ask me, now, where did you learn or how did it come about that you became who you are today? I say, it was but the church. You know, many people take for granted what and who we are and the fact that we can have all these things that's happening, the Sunday school, all the arts and all of that you on a regular practice weekly at church. So that is basically where I grew up. And I'm just your normal 42-year-old. I don't look 42, don't get me wrong. I'm about 34, 33.
Forever and ever, amen.
Forever and ever, you know. I'm the age that Jesus was when he was in his ministry. I'm about that, and I'll stay like that.
Nice.
But
nice.
Just plain and simple, I'm just me, your guy who's got normal challenges like any other person. And many times people think that because we're on stage or because we're on the radio or TV that we live this life secluded from anything else. And the more people get to know us, I mean, you can probably testify to that. The more people know us, they say, oh, but this is just a human being like myself. So I'm currently part-time lecturing as well. Again, I don't look the part, but I am the part. So I'm doing new business ventures out in Salt River in Cape Town for a company called Kairos. I'm busy with that. And then I've got gigs galore. But like I said, I have done some studying, but my background was more in the banking, the financial industry or sector. But performing, ministering has always been part since the age of probably 12. When others was playing, I was... we had a chat about that. My pastor's wife would come to the park and take me to MC things at church on a Sunday morning when I wanted to play and I wanted to jump on the slides and I wanted to swing. They would say, come. One day is one day. You thank me for taking you and doing this. And today I can say, anonymous Una Christians. And today I can say, thank you, Sister Una, for, you know, for seeing what others might not have seen.
Okay, but so cheap labor, nah? You were cheap labor.
I was definitely cheap labor. Come to think of it, now I've got a different view.
And it opened the doors for you. Listen, talking about that bio of yours. So it says here: MC, comedian, singer, muso, actor, full-on entertainer, entrepreneur, and then in capital letters, believer. Because Christian comedian, can comedians be Christian? Like. I guess you needed a sense of humor to grow up in the church in the first place, huh?
Yeah. Do you know what many people say? No, but Christianity or being a believer is very serious. I 100% agree with you. But it's also very serious that you must laugh. Because what reaction do you get? What's your natural reaction when you say the joy? When somebody speaks about joy, happiness, you laugh, you smile. But now we've grown up with this, being serious. You need to frown, you know, that thing. But naturally, this is just who I am. So when you have a problem with me, sort it out with God. I'm just being me.
In the
presence of the Lord. Comedy does not have to be a lot of swearing and all those dirty stuff. You can actually laugh about the sister with a big head, with a big hat in front of you, and the crazy things that happens in church and family, you know? So, yes, I have, to a certain extent, pioneered a lot of stuff pertaining to Christian comedy. But it's been a beautiful road. And as soon as I engage with people and believers, like, oh, wow. You know, I had other faith people come to Christ because they never thought, they were looking to laugh. Mm. They were looking to have a good time. They were looking for joy. And when they saw, oh, wow, you can actually, whilst being a Christian, whilst being a believer, you can laugh. I want to be part of this. There's enough things in this world to make you sad, to make you unhappy. Why do you want to still stay unhappy in your faith, still stay sad in your faith? So yeah, Christian comedy is really a big, and it grew. I mean, there's quite a few now, and some of the guys that I just took under my wing and just said, look here, guys, this is something that is not, that doesn't get the attention that it should get. We need to get our people laughing. There's stress, there's all these other things that's breaking our people down. We need to find something to lift our people. And like I say, I just naturally came to me, and I can sing, or I believe so.
You hope so.
I can act, I believe so. If you don't believe in me, I believe in myself.
Is that why it says believer on your bio? You believe you can sing.
That's exactly.
Listen,
so that's Quentin. Me standing in front of the mirror saying, listen, yes, sing. Oh, you can sing. Act. Oh, you can act. But yeah, you know, and many a times that cloak, like with Joseph, the Technicolor dream coat, many a times that cloak is sometimes heavy, but it's just who I am, Janine. That's just who I am. So yeah, I'm enjoying my ministry, my purpose. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, in his presence there's fullness of joy, and laughter is as medicine to the bones. We need to be laughing.
Come
it's a godly
on.
Thing that you're talking about. But I'm wondering now, remember Prophet, when Prophet was still, when they were working with the students mostly, and they used humor a lot, and they got to say even pretty, a lot of serious stuff because they were using humor. It's like an open door to even go deeper if you want to. You
yes.
don't have to be shallow just because you're funny.
Yeah, you're mentioning something that opens the doors. And many a times before, say, it needs to balance as well, you know? But many a times, when I'm done with my joke, people are so receptive. They're so open to receiving whatever I'm going. Then we go into worship and then we leave a word, you know? But they are open. Comedy really opens up the hearts and the spirits of people. Mm. I can tell you that.
No, I'm just thinking, if you went and you attended your church this morning, you had someone that really, really is. I mean, Lynette Beer is another one like that. It's when you bring in humor, people enjoy the event. They enjoy one another.
Yes.
Suddenly everything is better
yes.
in life because you had an enjoyable time. And you still, it doesn't negate the reverence that we have for the Lord because we're finding stuff funny.
Yes.
But I'm when you're talking about the woman with the big hat. So what funny stuff are you finding in church? Because we need to laugh at ourselves.
There's such a lot. From people overindulging by Nachmal. From the sister. I don't know what you guys drink at communion. By us, we still go strong. Amen. We take him straight from the vineyard. Amen. Now you can imagine some people, the Lord is still busy with them. The Lord is still busy with them. Now they overindulge a little bit. And then the funny actions that comes along with that, you know, the sister, when it's testimony times, the craziest things that you hear when people testify, I mean, it's just crazy. And these things, you know what, Janine? Many of these things we go home and we go and say, we go and tell, I'm the guy who says the things that you say when you go home and say, did you see in church?
That is the truth.
So, guy, even a word, if someone probably said something wrong, used the word out of context, and we all laugh. And that is just it. That is what we portray. No ugliness, no thinking less of somebody else, people changing their names. You know, we in the city, and then you get people coming from, you know, inland, changing their names. It's crazy things.
Changing
and it's many
names.
A times also my expressions, because I'm crazy like that. I mean, you saw maybe on when we did the flow launch. It's just I love being me. I really love being me. So there's many crazy things, Janine, that I can tell you. But that is always where I take my material from. Things happening in church, you know, and I'm speaking about it. And just the crazy way. And many of people love that. Mm. Like you said, humor. Just I'm now, let me tell you, I'm now in the space where I want to go see the things that Jesus said to make sure. I'm sure there's things that we take out of context or are the tone of it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The tone of it is actually humor. But because we are reared that you need to frown, you need to be serious about it, serious face, we couldn't see that. But I'm a firm believer of it, that there are humor somewhere hidden in the Word of God that we just don't get.
There's a lot. I'm thinking of Luke when Jesus was saying that wisdom is concealed from the Pharisees, that God shows that. And it says there that he was laughing, that he was filled with the joy of the Spirit when he says that the Pharisees can't see this stuff. It's only revealed to children. And he found that very funny.
Yes.
Definitely. That's the truth. But I might ask you, aren't people, I mean, these are Christians. Christians, as mapaki lacharak soms, don't you offend people sometimes? Don't people get angry, especially when it's churchy things that you make the fun of?
Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm a pastor's son, so I know where to limit myself to, you know, but you'll always find that. You'll never be able to please everybody. And in saying that, I'm not saying that gives you the right way to just speak and say and be blasphemous. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, and many a times, you know, it hurt because my heart is to see you joyous, to see happiness, you know, all of that. But then you get in return what you're saying, people being offended, people saying, how can you laugh in church? How can you not? Why weren't you laughing all these years? Why weren't you? You know, so that is my thing always. Yeah, and I'm speaking about, you know, we've got issues of should you wear a hat, you know, should you not, should you wear jackets, the jeans, should you not, those type of things. And I address issues as well in a more humorous way. So and look, over the years, my forehead is as hard as a diamond. So I don't take no more of these things to heart because I know my heart. I know my spirit. I know this comes from a pure and beautiful and godly place. Amen.
Amen. I mean, in other words, you had to learn to forgive yourself as well. Not forgive yourself, to forgive others.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In this walk, especially with comedy, you need to know, listen here, I'll forgive him for he knows not what he's doing. As simple as that.
Okay, I just want to make sure of one thing. Obviously, with as you know, the draak so steek and alles like that, it's still subject to the word, isn't it? You still have to know the word of God to not say something that is contrary and that, you know, that the Here se naam beskadig, that you make sure that you find before the Lord in all of this.
Most definitely, most definitely. And what is most important, you need to have a relationship with God. You need to have a relationship with God in order to speak about God, in order to be a vessel. You know, if you want to be instrumental, specifically in arts, like your ministry, you're a comedian, you're a singer, you need to know what to do, what is allowed, what is not allowed, what pleases God, what gives sweet fragrance to the Lord. You must think, my picture always is Jesus sitting laughing? Is he smiling? Or is it sad for me saying things?
Yeah.
This specific things. So it's you need to read. You need to, if you want to tackle a topic, you actually need to know what this topic is about, what the Bible says about this specific topic. You know, when people must turn around and say, oh, but it is in the Bible. I can't fight him. Then you must fight the scripture. Yeah. Don't fight me. Fight the Lord if you have a problem with it.
Well said. Listen, if people want to follow you, if they want to follow what you do and, you know, just know when new stuff is happening, where do they go?
They can ask you.
No, man.
Well, just my name. I'm Quentin Manuel. There's such a lot of... Janine, I don't know how you keeping up with all these platforms, but I'm still old school. Remember, I'm 42. I've been doing this from the age of 12.
Yeah.
Now we've got all the platforms. We've got print media. We've got everything. But just follow me on my name wherever you want to go.
You must spell the manuals because it would be an A or an E at the end.
M-A-N-U-E-L-S.
Right. Quentin Manuals. Hey, Quentin, may you bring joy to people. May it be undiluted joy, that joy that they get in the presence of the Lord. May Jesus always feel welcome where you go and comfortable with what you say. And may he laugh along with you because I know he's got a great sense of humor. We want to bless you with that in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Thank you so very much, Janine. And to you, thank you so very much for the quick chat. I believe we're still going to have a few more.